Man, didn't they do incredible? They're incredible. They blow me away every single time that they play. They get better and better every time. And I cannot wait for youth group. It's going to be awesome. Oh, man, that's way too high. Whoever used this was short last time. All these short people. Aaron. Anyways, today we are talking, the main thing today is you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. How many of you guys have been a part of something or have been asked to do something, or maybe you were asked to do something, you're like, no, I don't really want to do that, or just a scheduling conflict, and the event happened, and then like everybody was just talking about it, and then you're just like, man, I missed out on it. And how many of you guys have ever been a part of that, something like that? I think all of us have, where it's like, man, I completely missed the ball on that one. I should have went to that. I should have done that. I remember, I have a story for you guys. I remember when I was in college, there was a lot of opportunities that we got to do with like worship and service and teaching. But one of the things they really wanted us to do always was go to conferences. And there was one conference that they really pushed hard. It's a conference called Passion. It's for college students. And it happens in a couple different locations. But at the time, it was just one place in Atlanta, Georgia. And like, it's like the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of January, like right after the new year. And everybody was talking about it. They're going to go. They're making plans. I was like, man, I want to go to this. This sounds like a lot of fun. Everybody was talking about it from last year. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And then I looked at the dates, and I'm like, dang, it's the same time as TCTC. And TCTC is an event, you guys, it's a great event, isn't it? TCTC is a good event for high schoolers. And I promised my youth minister that I would go and help out on it. And I was like, I promised I have to go to TCTC, so I can't go to Passion this year. And when we went down to TCTC, the band for that week was called All Sons and Daughters. And it was a very popular band in 2012. They had like a top 10 hit. And I came back and I was talking to my friends, like, man, TCTC was pretty good. They had All Sons and Daughters there. And they're like, oh, but Passion, you don't even know. I was like, we had Chris Tomlin, Christy Knuckles, Christian Stanfield, Matt Redman, and David Crowder led worship those 3 days. I was like, what? And they're like, that's not even the best part. The best part was Louis Giglio and Matt Chandler were the speakers. I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, my speaker for the last 3 days was my buddy who graduated 2 years ago from Johnson University. He was on my hall. I was like, man. And he goes, that's not even the greatest part. The mission for the week was we were trying to raise money to end world slavery. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. It's like, yeah, we were giving money. We raised thousands of dollars. And we were tweeting about it and putting it on Facebook. And Google heard about it. And they donated $11.5 million to that thing. And it was awesome. And I was like, I want to help end slavery. I want to do that. And they started talking about it. They talked about it for 2 months afterwards. And I'm like, but TCTC was pretty good. And they're like, oh, man. So TCTC Real is a good event. You can ask the students. We have a blast to go to it. But that was an opportunity that was like, man, I missed 100% of the shots you don't take. I understand that. But today we're going to pick back up in an Old Testament story. A lot of you guys have heard this story. It's in Numbers 13. And this story picks up shortly after the Exodus, where Moses is leading the people out of slavery. They've been in slavery for about 400 years, and Moses is bringing them out of slavery and bringing them to the land that God had promised them so many years ago. And what they ended up doing when they got to the point of the promised land, Moses decided to take 12 dudes and send them into Canaan, the promised land, to check it out, to see what's going on. And this is what the report came back. It's Numbers 13, 26 through 33. It says this: when we went into the land which you sent us, and it was flowing with milk and honey, here is the fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Achan there. The Amalekites live in Negev. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites live in the hill country. And the Canaanites live near the sea among the Jordan. Then Caleb silenced all the people before Moses and said, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. But the men who had gone with him said, we can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. Then those people went and spread a bad report among the Israelites about the land they had explored. They said, the land we explored devours those who live in it. All the people we saw are like giants. We saw the Nephilim there. We seemed like grasshoppers in their eyes, and we looked the same to them. See, these people went and convinced every single person in the Israelite in the Israelites that it is not a good idea to go there. And when God heard about this, he was not happy. He was frustrated, and he had a conversation with Moses that went like this. It said, "So tell them, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very thing I heard you say. In the wilderness, your bodies will fall. Everyone 20 years or more who was in the census, who has grumbled against me, none of you will enter the land I swore with uplifted hands to make your home, except Caleb and Joshua." The people were right there. You know, they were so close to making that decision to go into the promised land. For 400 years in slavery, that is all they talked about. They said, one day this God, the God that we worship, the one and true God, is going to deliver us from the slavery that we're in, and we're going to be in this promised land, and it's going to be flowing with milk and honey. For 40 generations, they passed down this one bit of knowledge that one day God, the Almighty God, will take us out of slavery and we will be in our promised land and it will be amazing. And when they got to the line and it was time to make that choice, even though they talked about it and learned about it for years and years, about its beauty, the unknown about it drove them to say no. Because of that, they did not get to experience what God had planned for them. They didn't get to experience it at all. Not any of them. So what do we need to do with this? What do we need to do in our life, or do we not need to do in our life, so that we can experience everything God has planned for us? Every single one of us has something planned for us. So how in the world do we get to experience everything God has planned for us? Well, it's really simple. It's this right here. We need to not start becoming good at saying no. Or we don't need to start saying no at all. When we start saying no to things, it becomes very easy for everything else to become no. You know, the way that we do this is by seeking his kingdom first. We need to make sure that everything that we do is putting ourselves to the side and making sure that we elevate the created one. We need to make sure that his kingdom is greater, because the one thing that he wants us to do is be a part of his story. That's what he's wanted from the very beginning. God's sovereign plan will continue on for eternity, and we need to make sure that we continue to work so that we're a part of that. You can see it throughout all biblical history, where God desires us as humans to be a part of his plan. That is what he wants. You can see it through Adam and Eve, through Noah and the Ark, through Abraham, through Moses, through all the judges and all the kings and all the prophets. All of these leading up to Jesus, where this plan seemed over, but for us, it's just beginning. We need to take the call to be a part of the body of Christ. When we repent and we're baptized into Christ, it's our new beginning. It's our step into becoming part of God's plan for the very first time. And some of you guys, we have kids in here, we have youth kids in here, we have adults in here. Some of you guys need to stop saying no to that and start that new beginning. Some of you guys need to come and you need to repent and you need to be baptized for the very first time so that you can enter into God's plan for the very first time, so you can experience the joy that he promises us. In Matthew 6:33, it says this, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." See, the biggest reason that people hesitate in church, whether it's baptism or a mission trip or going on youth trips or serving in some sort of fashion, you know, youth ministry, worship ministry, children's ministry, teaching if you're able, joining a community group, inviting people to church, whatever it is, people don't do it because of the fear of what's going to happen next. And I'm here to tell you that there is nothing greater. There's absolutely nothing greater than saying yes to those things, ever. I promise, whenever you go on youth trips, there's nothing greater. Whenever you serve in the church, inviting people to church, whenever you get up here and preach or lead worship or play an instrument or pass out communion or even greet people at the doors, there is nothing greater than stepping into God's plan and doing what you're called to do and what we're commanded to do. You see, your mother always said, that's what this series is called, your mother always said you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. But in this area, you will miss 100% of the experiences if you say no. When we do this and we enter into His plan and we receive what God has for us, we experience joy for the very first time. And sometimes joy comes with jumping, you know, jumping for joy. Sometimes it comes with tears, you know, tears of joy. But joy is this overwhelming satisfaction of absolutely everything. It's where we know that Jesus is the way for everything, and we have this absolute satisfaction that nothing else matters because we have Jesus. Guys, I don't want you to miss the opportunity to experience what God has for you. I don't want you to miss this shot. Every time that you say no, you're missing an opportunity to experience God. God has this ultimate plan that we're supposed to be a part of. He has this sovereign plan of one day being us and Him being in perfect fellowship with one another. And that's what we read about in Revelation. That's what we read about in Isaiah. This idea that one day it will go back to the Garden of Eden where that perfect fellowship we're having, us and God are walking together in perfect fellowship. And I want every single one of us to experience that. But what we need to do is we need to start putting ourselves away and saying yes to what He has planned for us. I'm going to ask the band to come back up. Since it's Youth Sunday, I have to preach short. Dave said so. See, I want to encourage you guys. I really do. I want to encourage you to really look at what's going on in your life and don't miss the opportunities that God has placed before you. If there's opportunities like a mission trip or to serve or to invite somebody to church, please do it. Not because it's for yourself, but so that we can all experience God together. We don't want to miss out any opportunities for us and for other people to experience the one true God. We don't want to miss 100% of the shots we don't take. We're about to sing one of my favorite songs right now. And in this song, it describes that even when Satan tries, and he tries to convince you to say no and no and no, we need to always seek the Savior first, and we need to worship Him because He is the Almighty, and He is so powerful. So I want you guys to stand up, and I want you guys to finish this service with us. I want you guys to worship with all that you have so that you can experience the joy that God has given us.